The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to another Texans Daily Podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Thursday, July 30th. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to see your team, single-game tickets are officially on sale to the public today. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this podcast, we have linebacker D'Amico Ryans as he sat down in a recent interview with FS Houston's Bart Ennis. D'Amico discusses his thoughts on big guy Brian Cushing and his thoughts on the upcoming season.
Draft day, the team takes a linebacker, Brian Cushing. What do you think about that and what have you seen from this kid?
I kind of knew. I felt we were going to go linebacker. We needed some depth, needed some, more competition at linebacker. So it didn't surprise me that we picked him up. But he's come in. He's picking up the system, pretty fairly well. He's doing a good job. So I'm excited that we got him. And I know he's going to help us out a lot. I'm ready to see him in pads. I know he's gonna be a big-time hitter, knocking people around.
Big and fast.
Oh, yeah.
So do you see yourself as sort of a mentor teacher to this guy as the season goes on?
Yeah, I see myself being in that role now, going to my fourth year. In the past I've had Moreland Greenwood, who helped me out, brought me up through the ranks, and now it's my turn to, bring up Cushion and Zach and the DB, bring those guys up, just how Moreland brought me up.
There was a lot of talk last year about getting to wear the defensive headset device in your helmet, the communication device. How did that work?
It worked well. I think it made the coaches and the players' job a lot easier. You don't have to use your signals as much, and it puts you on the same playing field with the offense. They have the communication, now you have the coaches talking to me, so it makes it a lot easier to get the calls out faster and quicker. So we're standing there just waiting on the offense as opposed to, I didn't see that signal. I kind of read the signal wrong. You hear the call and you just relay it verbatim.
This season, by everyone's admission, this is the year. This is the best team the Texans have ever had. All you guys come out of, you and Andre come out of Miami, you guys from Alabama, Texas, all these guys coming out of winning programs here have got to be so tired of finishing, just short. Right. What does it mean to you this year to finally step over that hump and be a playoff team? That's a realistic goal for this team.
That's a realistic goal for us to get to the playoffs, and I think we're definitely serious about that. It's being 8-8 for the past 2 years. It's not good enough. It's not something that we accept as a team, and we know we can do better. It's just, we can't sit here and talk about, being a playoff team all the time. Well, we're going to make the playoffs. We got to go out and play ball. And we got to go out and, play mistake-free ball like we've been coached to do. And like we know we have the guys, the talent, the capability to go out there and get it done. But it's a matter of, walking the walk and not talking.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. And remember, training camp begins tomorrow. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan. It's football time in Houston.